Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoyed tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can experience your very own erotic fantasies as if they were really happening. Every touch, every caress, every thrust, every sensation, every time. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed, loosen your clothes, just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath, holding it for a moment, and release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Lydia stood on the steps of the theatre. James was late, again. They'd had 5 dates so far, and he had been on time for 0? Well, 5 dates was pushing it. He had actually stood her up twice. So really, it was just 3. She was beginning to wonder if he was genuinely interested at all. As the rain started, she sighed, her hair dripping with the warm summer storm. In a long evening dress, she was hardly ready to be out in the rain and decided to make her way inside. It wasn't even as if she liked the theatre that much, but James did. So she had got the tickets as a way she could celebrate her birthday and maybe fuel his inner passions. Of course, like so many birthdays before, she was obviously going to spend this one, at least partially, alone. Entering the foyer, she took the 2 tickets out of her clutch bag. She had chosen Dangerous Liaisons. She had heard so many things about the show. How passionate and sensual it was. It had been all over the papers in the past few weeks, and given James's lacklustre desire, she thought it might just fire him up a bit. She had hoped she might be able to get some action tonight, as it was her birthday. Yet again, that hope seemed dashed. She was starting to wonder how she might get his desire burning at all. Feeling a little conspicuous, alone and dripping with rain, she elected to make her way to the balcony seat. At least that way she could dry off and get away from the gaze of other theatre couples, who just seemed to her know that she had been stood up. Finally, pushing through the curtain of the balcony, she collapsed into the darkened seat, resolving to stay until the storm had passed, when she could quietly leave before everyone else and make her way home to the birthday celebration of cold leftover chicken. This really wasn't the way she planned to spend her 49th birthday. But crap, life just seemed to have decided all she deserved was a long list of letdowns and disappointments. Thankfully, the balcony box was private and warm. Maybe she could just sleep here for a little while before sneaking off home. As the lights dimmed, her phone dinged with a text. "Sorry, stuck at work. I'll call you tomorrow. Happy birthday." Well, At least he remembered it was her birthday, she guessed. She wasn't sure if that made it better or worse. Maybe it would have been better if he had forgotten it completely. At least that way she could pretend he had made no actual effort. Screw you, she whispered to the empty seat next to her. Defiantly, she decided that she was going to enjoy this evening, with or without James. If this play was everything it was reported to be, then she could have her very own evening of passion, on her own, pleasuring herself. Something she was well used to after 10 years of single life. Pressing the button on the balustrade for service in front of her, within just a couple of minutes, a waiter appeared through the curtains behind her. Champagne, she said. Bring the bottle. The young man just nodded and disappeared back through the curtains, eventually returning with an open bottle and a single glass, setting it down on the table next to her, along with a towel. Will there be anything else, mademoiselle? He said, his voice warm. Lydia chuckled a little at being called mademoiselle. It's been so many years. Braving a look up at him in the dim light, his eyes glittered with a sympathy, as if he could see the story of her night right there. No thanks. Thank you for the towel. As he disappeared again, Lydia let her hair down and dried it roughly with the towel. No doubt her hair was a mess now, but heck, no one else was going to see her. She would be home and back in her sweatpants before the final curtain, settling back into her seat as the curtains raised on the stage below. She had to admit the show certainly started strongly. A young man was all but naked on the stage and having a very intimate moment with an older woman. Lydia wondered for a moment if that sort of thing really happened. She decided it didn't matter. She was going to enjoy the moment, whether it was fantasy, fiction or fact. Taking a sip of champagne, she immersed herself in the production, her hand caressing the curve of her breast, her thumb gently rubbing her erect nipple through the lace of her dress. Something about all those people in the stalls below seemed to make the sensations somehow more intense. Little bolts of electricity shot through her body, moaning gently. She felt exposed for a moment, before thinking that no one could see or hear her. Damn it, she could be as loud as she liked, and no one would know. Sliding her hand inside the strap on her dress, her fingers pinched on her nipple, rubbing it to the point of pain, before flicking it viciously with a fingernail. Watching the show unfold on the stage, she could imagine for a moment that the young man was biting on her nipples, sucking them between his teeth, before licking them with his firm tongue. Surrendering to the fantasy, Lydia could feel her pussy throbbing with desire, as she brought to mind the face of the young waiter, his warm eyes looking up at her as his lips teased at her breasts, slowly exploring every inch of her soft flesh, his warm breath caressing her as he firmly kissed her curves, before the very tip of his tongue teases around her burning nipple, dragging it between his teeth and tongue, her core clutches violently with need, her thighs tensing around him, pulling his chest against her needy pussy, her hips moving in a slow, deliberate rocking motion, rubbing her pussy up and down his pecs. She could almost imagine her wetness dripping through her panties and marking him with her desire. Loosening the neck strap on her dress, her breasts throb with the caress of the cool air. Her nipples ache with a passion to be sucked, to be licked, to be bitten. Moaning loudly, her hand grasps firmly at her breasts, her nails digging into the soft flesh, before she rolls her nipple between finger and thumb, pulling it hard to accentuate the sensations coursing through her body. Pushing her legs against the balustrade of the balcony, the heels of her shoes pushing into the soft material, as she feels his mouth moving lower, biting at the skin of her stomach through her dress, as his hands slide along her thighs, moving her dress up, her legs exposed naked to him. And as his mouth moves lower, biting that soft flesh above her knees, pulling it gently before caressing it in long movements with his tongue, the bristle of his stubble causing an avalanche of goosebumps along her legs. She pushes against him with needy desire, her toes curled in her shoes, the thought of the crowds below, all those people so close, yet not knowing the passion that was actually happening just above them, fueled her desires further. Her hand slides down her dress, lifting it, her fingertips dancing over her drenched panties. Wanting to prolong the moment, she caressed her aching folds through the lace material, the touch making her lips quiver and her pussy clutch wildly. Somewhere in the distance, she hears the gentle movement of the curtain behind her, before a voice whispers, "Allow me," as she feels a young man's firm grip move her leg to one side deftly, before sinking to his knees. Lydia can only gasp as a threat of a kiss moves along her thighs, his strong fingers sliding over her buttocks, massaging them firmly, while his moist breath whispers teasingly along the inside of her thigh. The haunting sensation of his breath hovers just over her panties. Sensing every breath in and out, Lydia could feel her pussy throbbing in perfect time, as if his breath was controlling her pussy, as if he was breathing it in and out, trying to pull him closer, will him to taste her. He resists, though, his strong body pushing against the grip of her thighs. Her pussy, defiant with need, swells and aches for his touch. And in that moment, that first moment, when his lips caress the soft material of her panties so gently, barely touching, a wildfire of electricity cascades down through her body, her back arching in the seat. His thumb pushes between her thighs, easing the material of her panties to one side. Lydia is shocked by the sensation of his breath so close to her naked pussy, the warmth of his lips moving over her folds, connected only by his breath. Yet still, every sensation causes an explosion of tingles to move through her. Parting her lips, her core naked to his mouth, the hint of his breath seeming to move inside her, almost as if every breath were thrusting so slowly and deliberately into her pussy. Her pussy relentlessly grabbing at him, wanting to pull him deeper, to fill her completely. The first lash of his tongue comes without warning, a long, slow movement of his tongue along the entire length of her folds, teasingly, caressing just inside, yet somehow seeming to touch every single nerve in her body. Holding her breath as he reaches the top of her pussy, the anticipation of feeling his tongue, finally tasting her clit, burning through her. He waits, the tip of his tongue just playfully waiting, tormenting. Knowing with each passing second, the need in her is growing stronger and stronger. Gripping the arm at the seat, Lydia pushes her pussy forward, desperately, yet somehow feels unable to reach that damn beautiful tongue of his, that torment of her desires. And then suddenly, with one vicious flick of his tongue, he circles her clit, sending a shockwave through her body that lifts her from the seat. And then he stops and waits again. The caress of her slick down her thighs, making her writhe with lust. Another long caress of his tongue, deeper now, pushing between her lips, all the way up the entire length of her pussy, before stopping, just before her clit. The throbbing in her clit painful with need, an aggressive pulsing moving through her thighs, her core clenching, expecting that very next flick. And when it comes, firm and determined, somehow managing to move all the way along her clit with a precise accuracy, Lydia's body goes into raptures, writhing in the seat. She pushes herself forward again, her body held on the very edge by the simple motions of his tongue. Moaning louder and louder, his tongue persists to circle her clit before catching it between his teeth and tongue, and then slowly dragging it between them. The delicious sting of pain that explodes through her body, permeating every nerve, every cell, every fibre of her body, yet still not quite taking her over the edge. As his tongue continues to circle her clit, in achingly painful slow movements, Lydia arches as he pushes three fingers between her lips, massaging the walls of her pussy with delicious sensuality. Her lips stretching around the thrusting of his fingers, her pussy clutching at him greedily, a whirlwind of sensations building in her stomach. Moaning louder and louder, feeling the veil of lustful insanity drift over her as her mind floods with the passionate desires moving through her body, Lydia bucks against the movement of his fingers, wanting, needing to be fucked hard, to be taken in such a brutally passionate way, to have him fill her in every way possible. She whimpers loudly, her body tensing just as he pulls his fingers from her, his tongue dropping from her clit. "Stand up," he commands. Lydia's body responds, submissive with need, and stands as he pushes behind her, his hands sliding her dress over her ass, before his fingers slide through the waistband of her panties, moving over her mound and gently teasing at her clit, while the palm of his other hand slides up her back, pushing her against the balustrade, the audience in full view just feet away. Moving his hand down her back, she hears the faint sound of a zipper being released, before the sensation of a wide cockhead pressing against the slick of her thighs. Erect and throbbing, it teases at her pussy lips, moving with punishing temptation along her folds, before he guides himself inside her. His first thrust is slow and deep, pushing all the way inside, stretching her lips around his girth. Lydia's pussy clutches at it wildly, not willing to let it go. Lydia watches the faces on the audience as he continues to thrust inside. Their unseeing faces just seeming to accentuate the intensity she feels moving through her body. Desperately, she pushes back, forcing his cock deeper inside her, almost at the point of pain he fills her so completely. All pretense of control gone, he continues to thrust in hard, deep motions of his body, his passion becoming animalistic as he pounces into her pussy. The sounds of her slick lips sucking at his hard, hammering cock echoing in the balcony box, heightening the sensations of intense sexual pleasure that vibrates through Lydia's body. Gripping the balustrade for support as her knees start to buckle, she moans loudly, suddenly aware of the intense sex scene on the stage. Watching the man fuck his whore, she can do little else but push back against this man's cock, violently massaging it with the throbbing muscles of her pussy, urging him to come inside her. Suddenly, she feels his chest along her back as his hand grasps at her breasts, pinching her nipples viciously as his other hand rubs her clit with furious passion. He tenses against her, his cock pulsing harder and harder with every thrust. Lydia's own legs tensing, her orgasm rising as she watches the man and his whore on stage, before her body explodes in a beautiful orgasm in perfect time, with the whore's own orgasm. her pussy clutching at his cock, forcing him to erupt with warm pulses of cum flooding inside her. Just holding him there for a little longer, his cock still pulsing cum, the sensation prolonging her own orgasm. Lydia pants as she watches the faces of the audience below, so close yet so unaware. As he falls back into the seat, Lydia collapses into the seat next to him. Turning, he smiles at her, his hands dropping between her thighs and cupping her still throbbing pussy gently, affectionately. Lydia reaches over, her fingers gently massaging his still pulsing cock before she lowers her head, moving a hair from her lips, and sucks every last drop from his cock. His body trembles in pleasure as her tongue dances around his head, forcing him to moan even deeper, wiping the last of his cum from her lips. She sucks it from her fingers while watching him grin inanely. Finally, his breathing settles, and he turns and says, "You know, if you're flexible, we have guest passes I can let you use." Lydia leans over and kisses him, her fingertips caressing between the buttons of his shirt before she says, "Oh, I can be flexible. Just maybe not the kids' shows." A mischievous smile moving over her lips. So, another week, another story. Hope you enjoyed that one. A little bit of public sex. Nothing wrong with it. Remember, Harmony Healing is on its own channel this week. Yes, that's moving on nicely. So, remember to subscribe to that. It's under Harmony Healing. I will remind you on Friday. I'll put a little reminder up here. Say, Harmony Healing is now on its own channel. Go find it. Next week, another story. Yes, we do. Another story. So, I look forward to seeing you then. But in the meantime, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.